Recorded Books presents Last Chance Reunion by Sophia Singh Sasson, narrated by Sharmila Devar. Dear reader, thank you for taking the time to read my book. This is the third book in the series, and Samir has been there from the beginning. I'm excited to give him his chance at love. A Second Chance at Love is a story near to my heart. My husband and I dated when we were freshmen in college. As often happens with young love, we broke up because love was inconvenient at the time. We had our lives ahead of us and didn't really appreciate how special our relationship was. Fast forward more than a decade, and we reconnected. We've been married for 14 years. It isn't as easy for Samir and Nisha. Their past wounds are deep and ever-present in their current lives. Forgiveness is not the hard part. Believing in love is. I'm so excited to share their story with you. Hearing from readers makes my day, so please email me at sophia@sophiasasson.com, tag me on Twitter @sophiasasson, Instagram @sophia_sing_sasson, or Facebook @author_sophiasasson, or find me on Goodreads or BookBub @sophiasingsasson. Head over to my website to grab a free ebook, sophiasasson.com. Love, Sophia. 1.
Nisha, I am not going to let you go without eating breakfast.
Nisha took a breath. She had to get out of her mother's house. 30 more seconds, and her mother, Rita, would come barging through the bathroom door. She smoothed the foundation she had just dabbed on her face with a sponge and ran her fingers over her forehead. The big scar that used to cross from her right temple to above her left eyebrow was barely visible. Yet she could still feel the ugly red and brown mark that her mother had paid so much to remove. She brushed some powder on her face, then a touch of blush and eyeliner. Lip gloss would have to wait. She was already late. As she opened the bathroom door, she came face to face with her mother, holding a bagel in one hand and her to-go cup of chai in the other.
Ma!
Her mother was half a foot shorter than her, which was saying a lot since she was only 5'7", and thin as a reed, with the same light brown complexion as Nisha. But that's where their similarities ended. Where Nisha had a generous wide mouth, her mother's was thin. Nisha had wide brown eyes, while her mother's were rounder and a blacker brown.
How are you going to have the energy to give your presentation without food in your stomach?
Nisha sighed and took the cup and bagel. It was best not to argue.
And this is what you're wearing?
Nisha looked down at her standard black skirt suit with a Nehru-collared jacket. It was the same outfit she wore to every investor pitch meeting.
What's wrong with this? Arre, you look too stiff. You should wear a dress, something sexy, and put on lipstick.
Ma, I'm not going on a date. I'm trying to convince a very serious businessman to invest in my label.
You never know when one of these meetings turns out to be a handsome, eligible, desi bachelor.
Nisha had lost count of the number of times she told her mother that she had no interest in marriage or dating. There was only one man she'd ever wanted to marry, and she could still see the scars he'd given her. The only thing she was focused on right now was the successful launch of her label. For that, she desperately needed this meeting to go well. Her business partner and best friend, Jessica, had told her that this was the last investor who had agreed to take a meeting with them. She had no more leads or contacts, and without a cash infusion, they wouldn't be able to put on a show for Fashion Week, which pretty much meant a dead start. But trying to convince an Indian mother with a 30-year-old daughter that she shouldn't worry about getting her married was like telling a small child on Christmas Day that Santa didn't exist.
Ma, I'm getting late.
But Nisha...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?